Welcome back to the last hour of Drive. We have got Greatest Pick from our Xanthi. We have got a brilliant Shake It Off session and Steve Linton. We'll be chatting to him from Brentwood Town FC and see how he got involved with that just after Chic. Oh, Freak Le Chic. You know, my guest Steve's here now, and he said, it wasn't that from that chart as well you played back in 79? Yes, it was. He caught me out. That's how I got the idea to play that one. So my guest today is Steve Linton of Brentwood FC, and he's here to talk about the 3G project, but I just want to find out a little bit about him. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, I should have taken a breath, really. I don't know why I wasn't taking a breath there. Yeah. Oh, you've got a very good radio voice, by the way, Steve.
Yeah, as a lot of people have said, I've got a face for radio, so that's what's probably brought me here today.
Nice one. It's your local boy as well, isn't you? So
literally a 5 minute drive up the road, so very near to here. Yeah,
really handy, isn't it, to pop in on the fourth Friday of every month now, right?
Yeah, exactly, that's right. Yeah, I'm just really, really pleased to to be invited along, so thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I mean you know, we do so much together with the sort of Brentwood, not us personally, but obviously the station and Brentwood Town Football Club, and there's so much going on. But how did you, before we get onto the project and the reason that you really you're here, look, I want to find out how you kind of got involved, really, Steve.
Okay, quite an unusual story, really, because I've never been what I would say a fan of non-league football. I've got a season ticket at a Premiership club, as you know. We speak about that off air. But it went back a few years ago. I mean, I'm not one of these supporters that's been going and watching them for years and years. It went back a few years ago during the infamous COVID times, when really people couldn't go out. There was limited things you could do. There was restrictions on crowds, so there was no football going on. And then when things opened up a little bit, non-league football was getting people to come along, and I think that ultimately my wife wanted me out of the house on a Saturday. And said to me, listen, why don't you go down to Brentwood? You know, you're eager to go and watch football again. Go down. And that's what brought me down to see them. And after the first match or so, kind of fell in love with the whole thing that non-league football's all about. And I think until you've come down and experienced it, it's something that is different.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, is there, really? You know, walking along with your beer as well, you know, it's and the clubhouse, meeting everybody, and just that more social community kind of feel, rather than, I mean, like, you know, I'm a season ticket holder as well for the best club in London. It's massive, I've heard. But ultimately, you know, it's a great experience, but not the same as local league football. It's much better, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's different. I think it's different. And to go and experience what it's all about is really good. And you're there, you're next to the players. Yeah. You can hear what's going on the pitch. After the game, people come in, the ref and the officials and everybody mixes. It's really, really sociable. It's the sociable aspect of it as well, which is really good.
Yeah, and you get to know everyone, don't you?
That's yeah, exactly. You do, yeah. Yeah, you do.
Everyone
yeah,
knows
yeah.
your name in the end, do you know what I mean?
They do, yeah. Sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, what you've been up to, we've got to talk off air about that, have we, Steve?
Yeah, yeah. I think we will do, yeah, yeah.
So listen, can you enlighten us a little bit? Because I'm really excited about this, because I love community hubs. You know, I've seen it happen and work for so many communities around the southeast, to be fair. But it's the 3G project that you're helping to work on now. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Steve?
Yeah, so the 3G project really kicked off summer of last year. Our aim is to raise some money to be able to have a 4G pitch installed, an all-weather pitch at the arena here in Brentwood. What we really want to do with that is to be able to push the club out to the local community, to reach out to get a lot of different people involved, and a lot of people to reap the benefit of having an all-weather football pitch. Mm. That could be anything, you know, from schools to different clubs and associations in the area, and also it benefits the football club as well. So it's a lot more planning can go on. You don't have to rely on the weather.
Mm. It means less match postponements.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So that's kind of one of the reasons. But you know, Brentwood, we want to be a community club. We have partnerships, and we're building partnerships with local businesses, trying to promote them. They're promoting us. We're trying to work together with them. Things are working really quite well at the moment. We've got some more bonds to make with people, so it's exciting. Watch this space, and see what's going on.
Yeah, because you're actually right. Because a lot of people think all the local clubs, it's just literally about the 11 blokes, just like you're playing the game of football, essentially. But it's much more than that as well. From what the club can actually bring into your local community as well, like you say, working with the other schools and things like that. You know, if you've got everything in place, you can do so much more, and it can be a community hub, can't it?
Yeah, we also run once a month at the football club as well, outside of the football Essex business meetings. So local businesses in the area can come along before work, grab a coffee and a quick breakfast, and talk business to different industries. And we sometimes have guest speakers that come along. So that's the start of it. That's what we do from that point of view, and we host that. And off the back of that, we try to do whatever we can to enhance our branding, but also to swap industries with different people and try and get the local community to work together.
Yeah, it's a brilliant project, isn't it? Exciting to be part of.
Yeah, it is. It is very exciting because, particularly from the outset, from day one, it's exciting. I've, you know, anybody that half knows me knows that I've got a passion for football, so that's really good. The guys that are involved at Brentwood, chairman and vice chairman, and commercial directors, you know, they're fantastic people that do. Unbelievable work. We're all really just kind of we're all steering towards one particular goal, really, and that's what's good. So
yeah, it's a new era of the club and for the community ultimately.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're really trying to strive to get promotion this year, which is going to be a great thing for us to try and get up to the Ishmael Premier League.
We're sitting in fourth at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Exactly. So we're at home tomorrow to Wolverhampton. Going to quickly plug that 3 o'clock down at the arena.
Yeah,
we need 3 points on that to keep this this promotion ship going in the right direction.
Yeah, got 38 points at the moment, and Walmsley sitting in 10th. I am looking at that because I'm terrible with stats. Yeah, did write a couple of notes down there. But it's about getting to the league. Like, if you've never been to like one of the local league footballs, because I mean, you know me, Steve. I go to a lot of the women's football, and it kind of feels a little bit like that as well. To be fair, a lot of it was some of the attendances and that, and so. What would you say to anybody that's listening there thinking, oh, do you know what? I ain't popping along. It's going to be a nice sunny day tomorrow. Proper 3 o'clock kickoff, which we don't always have in the Premier League, to be fair, which is really nice. What would you say to people if anyone wants to come down and watch the match?
I would say definitely, you know, come down with a couple of people, come down with a couple of friends, treat it as a social afternoon, not just to come down for the 90 minutes of football. Come here a little bit early. Bar's going to be open a little bit earlier tomorrow. There's live FA Cup football that's on. Oh, yeah. So that will be on in the clubhouse, just to encourage people to come down, have a look, see what's going on, talk to people in the clubhouse. There's people that have been going over to Brentwood now for 20 plus years. So people that know a lot more and a lot more knowledgeable about the club than I am, and can tell you lots of stories about things that have happened in the past, as well as today we're trying to make stories for the future. So I'd say come along a few people, definitely a couple of people, come along with some friends, be open-minded. You know, you can stand outside, you can have a drink and put your drink on the wall and watch the game. There's hot and cold food that's going to be served. And you know that when you're spending your money in a local club where it makes a difference. The £10 entry fee honestly makes a difference.
So this is an amazing club, and you can go to brentwoodtownfc.co.uk as well if you want more information. And then you're going to be back next month, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, definitely. People are not going to get rid of me that quick. So, in the fourth Friday of every month.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, Steve, thanks so much for today. Listen, I'm going to do the ads in a second because you asked for It's Oasis and Roll With It.
Brilliant.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Steve. Hang on. It's your first one there. Yes. See you in 4 weeks, Steve. Thank you.
Cheers.